Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Brian Walker. Father Brian is an itinerant preacher based in Chicago. His preaching today is entitled, What Have You Come to See?
A reading from the Gospel of St. Mark. After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to the land at Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch only the tassel of his cloak, and as many as touched it were healed. I love these readings where Jesus is recognized just about everywhere he goes. For a time in history where there was no internet or television or news reporters or cameras, it is amazing how Jesus can go nowhere and not be recognized. His fame always seems to precede him. The scripture tells us that the people immediately recognized him and they scurried about looking for the sick to take them to see Jesus. I am one of those skeptics who asks the question, why? I sometimes feel that the people did what they did to really help out the sick. But then again, there are times when I think they did it for themselves. I think that sometimes they did these things to be able to say that they saw for themselves, more for the gossip part than the faith part. I'm sure that all of us know someone who falls into this category. Many people do work out of faith, but then there are those who will constantly say, show me. Each time that we go to Mass, we are challenged to believe something that we cannot necessarily see. We receive the body and blood of Christ, and yet it still looks and tastes just like bread and wine. Our faith is challenged, and yet we are asked to believe. Just recently, while talking to someone from a parish that I know in Chicago, she explained that she was touched by someone who recently dropped out of the process of becoming Catholic. She told me that the candidate was impressed with the works of the Catholic Church and the rituals, but the one thing that the candidate could not agree with was communion and how the bread and wine becomes the body and blood of Christ. Believing that it was a symbol was so much easier, but not the fact that we actually consume the body and blood of Christ. Many of us, especially cradle Catholics, will not even think about it. Why? Because it's part of a ritual or a core belief from the very beginning. But for this individual, it was impossible to accept. Maybe many of the people who brought those sick people just wanted to be shown in person what they had heard about from so many and from far and wide. Yet I also hope that some people brought them to Jesus so that he could make them whole again. That even from where they lived, removed from the everyday experience of Jesus, they had enough faith and trust to believe that even though they had not seen things with their own eyes, they could believe that Jesus was the one. It's not always easy to trust and believe. But as Jesus would say, blessed are they who believe even though they have not seen. We believe that Jesus has touched our lives. Let us share to others what we have experienced so that others may believe because of us. Let it be our truth and let it be our testimony. Amen.